Welcome back to another nugget of a podcast. I'm not sure that's the best way to describe this, but it's going to be short, sharp, punchy. This is me spending some time with one of the incredible coaches that I've trained. He's a fantastic guy, great mate. He's got some wonderful stories to share, as well as now this incredible ability to go out and help the world for his coaching. Ray, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm very well. Thanks for asking, Andy. How about yourself?
Good, good. This is tip top. All right, so I'm just going to quickly do a little intro so you can find out a bit about who Ray is, and then we're going to get stuck into it. And don't forget, if at any point you're inspired to come and join us on this coaching adventure, do go and check out my website or go to the aratewaycoach.com website. All right, so Ray is a rare breed of Irishman that doesn't drink anymore. Mm. Born in Ireland, grew up in London, and lucky enough to now be living in, where is it? In Spain? Whereabouts in Spain is it, Ray?
Oh, I'm lucky enough to be in Marbella on the south coast, Costa del Sol.
Ah, Marbella, Costa del Sol.
Beautiful Marbella.
Coach, motivational speaker, dream home connector, and athlete. In 2016, stuck a flag in the sand and jumped on the OYMB train for a year, one you know beer for a year. Few blips along the tracks, now 3 years alcohol-free. What a ledge. Just completed his Arate Way coach training course with myself, and what comes with that is an alcohol-free performance coach qualification, which is cool. Stepping out now, coaching clients with a specialism in helping people become better public speakers. And we've spoken about this, Ray. I think that is a master skill, help coaching people to speak in public. What we know about speaking in public, that people fear that more than death. So this is a good topic to get some coaching around, no doubt. So Ray, just give us a quick whistle stop of what brought you to this coaching adventure.
Yeah, okay. Thanks for asking. I mean, if we take it right back, we've got to rewind the clock back to probably about 2005. I was on this aeroplane. Yeah, and like most people, I had my little device and I was going to read something. And I'm on a Kobo. So this is like the poor man's Kindle, right? Kobo in the early days. And I've got Awaken the Giant Within, Anthony Robbins. Now, I know that might resonate with you, and it certainly resonated with me, because there was just something in that book, as I was reading it at 35,000 feet, that was just making the hairs stand up on end. And I just thought, wow. This is self-development, love it. And I started to get more and more engrossed in that. And then over the years, fast forward the clock, it took me to about 2012, where I bumped into a lady who was a doctor. She had a doctorate in psychology, in past life regression, in couples coaching and relationships, so all different areas. And she all of a sudden became a guru of mine, someone I could look up to. She even coached me, if you like. So I started attending her classes, which were group sessions, and I really enjoyed what I was getting out of it. And we were out one day, I think we were having lunch, and she actually said to me, you know, I think you could do really well at public speaking. And I just thought, well, it's nothing, something I've never tried. In fact, I was quite fearful of it to start with. There was a story where I'd refused a best man's speech at a wedding, and that really upset me. It was a low point, actually, and I thought, you know, I never want to be in that position ever again, to say no to a friend who's asked you to give that speech. So I embarked on a journey. She introduced me to this international club called Toastmasters International. So I jumped on board with them guys, I started training, and then 10 years later, that journey has taken me full circle into sobriety and into further self-development, where I actually started following yourself online and then ended up with the Arate Way course this year. And I was lucky enough to jump on board for July, the July season, July cohort. And we're just coming out. We're just finishing, actually. We're not far off it. Days away.
Yeah. And what a cohort that's been.
Days away.
We've had some brilliant cohorts through the last few years, but in particular, certain cohorts just gel, and July has been one of the groups that have come together in such an impactful way. People from all over the globe, yourself included, we'll all be getting together on May the 4th be with you for the in-person graduation in London, which I'm super excited about. But that has been a massive experience. But that aside, let's come back to you. Tell me a bit more about Toastmasters, because not only have you been in Toastmasters for about 10 years, which is, again, this international recognised organisation that is a community for public speaking, you've also achieved some massive success within that environment. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. Okay, so I started my journey like everybody else. The fear of public speaking, I refused the best man's speech, and I've been recommended to go along to my first meeting. So there I am, sitting at the back of the meeting, and for 3 weeks, I didn't say a word. I just observed, because I needed to come out of my shell a bit. And I think most people, they need to find their feet. They need to find where they're comfortable. So I sat there, I observed everything that was going on, and by the time I got to 3 weeks, I was just dying to speak. I wanted to speak. One of the great orators of our time, a guy called Les Brown, he always says something that resonates, and it's so funny, that we are all born dumb, naked, and speechless. We all come out the same way. No one is a practice speaker. So, you know, you've got to go along to these meetings. You've got to learn. You've got to put the work in. And through consistent effort, and it is all about consistent effort, you have to attend weekly and practice. I was lucky enough to then get involved in the competition side of Toastmasters. And that's quite an opportunity, because you then have the potential to be able to speak and give speeches on a worldwide scale. So it can take you on different paths. And I was quite lucky. So I gave a club speech and I won at club, which then puts me through to area. You qualify then from area to division, division to district, and district is the country you're in, and possibly a few more surrounding countries. So our district, because I'm lucky enough to be based in Marbella, Spain, has 5 countries. So last year, I just got through, I came runner-up, not quite there, but runner-up in evaluations, which is where a guest speaker gives a speech and you then have 3 minutes to evaluate their speech. So I was runner-up last year. So this year, I'm going for the number one, if we can.
Yeah, and just on that note, so that evaluation effectively is you coaching someone, or you observing someone's speaking ability and, I guess, evaluating where they're at, where they can improve, which lends itself beautifully in many ways to having a specialism in coaching people around public speaking, I guess.
Yeah, it really does cross over. They correlate so well. One of the main skills that you pick up from Toastmasters or from the public speaking is critical listening. So, you know, two ears, one mouth, in that proportion. So you're focused on what the speaker's saying, and you're normally taking notes. So you're making observations. It could be body language. It could be hand gestures. It could be cadence, tone, breath. It could be the pauses that they hold between the words, the emphasis and the tonality of the words, how you pronounce them. There are so many different things, and once you open the book, it becomes so interesting. But yeah, eventually you become skilled in the art of evaluating, and that's a timed evaluation, so you have to give it within a three-minute period. So you've got 3 minutes, and there's 30 seconds grace after that three-minute period. If you go over 3:30, you're disqualified. And under 2 minutes is also a disqualification. So it's quite strict. Yeah, these are international competition rules and you have to adhere to them. So, but it's powerful. I mean, you sharpen your skills in assessing somebody's ability and being able to give them correct feedback, delivered in the right way. You know, you have to motivate someone at the same time. They need to hear what they can improve on, and that has to be delivered in the right way. So, yeah, it's great fun. It's great to try. It's great to practice. And how does it correspond with coaching? Exactly the same. I couldn't believe it when I was so lucky. I was thinking, wow, these skills that I have now from this, I can transfer into coaching.
Yeah, and that's a really powerful point I just want to highlight. And I see this a lot. Many of the coaches that come to train with myself have got this hidden skill that maybe they haven't quite connected the dots. And I know you and I had a conversation partway through your coach training. I often will jump on one-to-one where I can with people, and Ray and I have a really powerful one-to-one. And it was actually connecting the dots of, oh, I've got this master skill, i.e. I'm really high up, I've competed internationally in public speaking, and plus this evaluation skill, which is the coaching part of public speaking, and I'm trained as a coach. Actually, why don't I just bring those two things together and help coaches, or anyone for that matter, that's got that public speech coming up, from the wedding speech to the, you know, the commitment of work, to a coach that wants to talk on Facebook Live, or a coach that wants to deliver on stage. Why not bring those things together? And I know we had that lovely conversation. It was a penny drop moment of, oh, I can leverage those two things and come up with something twice as powerful. So on that note, what is the plan? What's the big vision? If you were to wake up in 5 years' time, what does it look like in terms of your public speaking coaching?
Oh, it's really exciting. It really is that. And it gets me excited thinking about it as well, because my long-term vision before I embarked on coaching was to become a public speaker, to try and earn a living from speaking, whether that be on a small scale or on a larger scale, maybe on a larger stage somewhere in another country. I've always thought, well, wow, imagine if you could earn a living from doing what you love. So you're actually giving back, you're helping other people, and at the same time, you're winning. So it's really a win-win. So from that perspective, in the next 5 years, if we have to break it down, I would love to excel. I'd love to be on stage speaking, and I'd love to be traveling doing that. And that could be including coaching. So the two go hand in hand. I'd like to be able to do both. So 5-year plan, traveling, speaking, giving back, helping other people, and it's a win-win, really.
Yeah, and this is a running theme that keeps coming out of these conversations that I'm starting to notice. And it's something that's absolutely in my life. It is achieving, which I think is that dream that so many people hold, that so few people have the courage to go after. And that is doing something that you love. And then that thing that you love becomes the economics that support you, whether that be support you to travel, whether that be support you to live the life that you want to lead. So effectively, you're doing that meaningful work, and that meaningful work is the thing that also generates the income that you need to live your best life. That is the ultimate goal. I think everyone's really aiming for that. And what I'm consistently hearing through these coaching conversations is that that's either already in people's lives, like it is in myself, or that is what you're stepping stone towards. I mean, how powerful is that?
Sure. I hear it all the time from all the influencers and all the leaders that the way to success is in the service of others, giving back in the service of others. And it just, it makes sense. You know, if you're doing it for yourself, you'll find it hard, you'll be on your own, and it'll be tough times. But when you can work with people and collaborate and have a team around you and all support each other, then you can all work towards a common goal. And it benefits the group.
Yeah, so on that note, in terms of your coaching and your niche is going to be around coaching people in public speaking, what sort of people do you think, what sort of obstacles do you find most people run into when it comes to public speaking?
Yeah, I think I'm an example, really, of the demographic that hits the roadblocks. It can be anyone, any age. I mean, we could go in depth in this. I mean, I think it's something that should be taught in school from a young age anyway. And if we had the opportunity to change that, to allow our kids to stand up in class, you know, instead of paying attention so much to other academic subjects that really don't make so much difference in the real world, but the ability to present yourself or speak in public has got to be the key skill. And we never taught it in school. So I think in that respect, sharing that message would definitely be a pleasure. Yeah.
I mean, and this is a really powerful point. And I think if you haven't got that in your locker anyway through your school education, and I'm going to say most people don't, it's probably a tiny percentage of kids maybe get into the public speaking group, which I know they do have in schools. My daughter has one at her school. but I'd say the vast majority of people don't. It is a master skill. You touched on something really important. It's a master skill. It doesn't matter what walk of life you are in, being able to articulate your ideas, whether that be in a meeting, whether that be on a stage, whether that be to sell a product, to create a new entrepreneurial idea, or even just to talk to your family or your friends. It has to be such a beautiful master skill that so many people suffer with, that they're fearful of, that they've got blocks about. And actually, when you boil it down in terms of public speaking, everyone can speak. So it's not a speaking problem. It can't be a speaking problem because we can all speak. We're doing it right now. It has to be a mindset problem or a fear problem over what other people think about you speaking, because it's not the speaking thing. Everyone can do that. And I was touching on this earlier in one of the interviews with Rich, who's a running coach. So he's specializing in running. And again, it's not the program that you need to follow that's the difficult bit, right? Because it's pretty straightforward. Yeah. You put your trainers on and you do your 1K one day, or you do your 500 meters. What gets in the way, in exactly the same way as what gets in the way with public speaking, is our minds. And I think this is where coaching is so powerful, because that is the bit that needs the coaching, not so much the actual like physical act of speaking, because everyone can do that. And of course there's nuances to it, and tonality and pace and all those beautiful things that you bring to it. But a lot of it is mindset. So therefore what you've got as a master skill is not only the technical ability from pace to tone, but now you've got that additional skill of what's going on in your mind. What's your barrier? And I think if you can work on both of those, which you do brilliantly, that's why you're going to get people, or you're getting people some incredible results already.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you mentioned the running as well, because my background is I'm also a 30-year personal trainer and fitness coach. And I specialise in marathon running. I've run 12 marathons around Europe myself over the years. You know, I've competed at the highest levels in boxing as well, international standard. And all of those things work hand in hand with public speaking, because like you say, it's not just the mental health, it's the physical health. The two correlate together as well, and it's empowering people to take that first step and to jump in. So the benefit I can bring to the table is I can train people's mind and body at the same time if they want it. Some people don't. Some people just, you know, they just want to work on the public speaking. But again, referring back to Les Brown, there's another thing. He says, anyone who steps outside their door is speaking in public. As soon as you step outside your house in the morning, you're speaking in public. So everybody does it. It's just that mindset that we need to get over.
Yeah, so this is powerful. So you are like the triple threat. You can get people in the best physical condition of their life. You can
three threats.
And you can help them. Three frets, the triple fret right there. Can you sing and dance? That's what I want to know.
And it's funny you mentioned that, but not today.
Yeah, that'd be your next thing. Not today. Yeah. We'll save that for another day. But I'm really excited about where this adventure leads you. So in coming to the course, what were some of your own limiting beliefs that you faced coming into the world of coaching, for example?
Well, one of the eye-openers, I wouldn't say it was a limiting belief, but one of the eye-openers for me coming into coaching was when you are listening, there are different types of listening skills, and the majority of us just listen to respond. We're already formulating our thoughts before the other person has finished speaking, 10 times out of 10. Now, with coaching, it teaches you to slow that down and look at it from the ego perspective, take that away, and don't respond without thinking deeply about what's just been said to you. Take it on board and respond from a non-egoic way with no bias and no judgment. So allowing yourself to understand what has just been said. And that for me was really powerful, a really powerful learning and a different, because remember, I was always listening with Toastmasters, because you need to do that. It's active listening. But this was with coaching, it's even a depth further. It takes you deeper to do it from a non-judgmental way and with no bias. So that was one of my big takeaways on the difference between the two.
Brilliant. And what else? What else did you notice in your personal life through the training, or are you noticing in your personal life from the benefits of taking all this new learning on board?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a power-packed self-development, six-month supercharge. I mean, wherever I was thinking, wherever I was in my thoughts 6 months ago, never mind all the learning and the credentials that I've taken on board, the position it's now put me in going forward at the end of the 6 months, it's like, you know, you're power-packed, supercharged and ready to get out there and tackle the world. So from that perspective, there's the growth of the learning, the growth of the learning and the growth of the self-development for yourself. So.
Yeah, and I think that's what we consistently see. And that's my story unfolding, and my dream for training our coaches really was to combine those two things. And lots of people, for anyone listening, come to coaching that have got no intention of turning it into a coaching practice, for example. They just want the self-development. And in truth, that was me 12 years ago. I had no intention of actually becoming a coach of any sort. I was a busy broker. I just wanted the self-development. And it was the greatest self-development course I ever got.
Right.
And then, of course, then I had this lovely skill that bubbled along in the background and then turned into the thing that I now do and love every day. And it's so exciting to see stories like yours unfold and you being able to combine all this lovely life experience that you've got and now focus it in one specific area around helping coaches and other people to speak in public, but also coach them around speaking in public and also get them body ready, mind ready.
Yeah.
Should you wish, get them in the best physical condition of their life and also get them out there public speaking. Win, win, win.
For sure.
And on that note, Ray, as we come to the end of our session, where can people find out a bit more about what it is that you do?
Oh, okay, so I try and spread myself a little bit across the socials. So LinkedIn is probably the first port of call. I'm on Instagram. I'm in Instagram as Ray Razor Sharp Speaking, all one word. So it's my name, R-A-Y, then as the word razor, Razor Sharp Speaking. So that's Instagram, and I'm also on Facebook if anybody wants to connect there. And I'm in the Dry app. I am in the Dry app, 3 years alcohol free. So qualified as the coach, so you'll find me in the Dry app. I was in there this morning, actually. Yeah, having a look at Santa News Live, which was good. One of our coaches.
Good man. Yeah, and we'll put all these details in this in the show notes as well, so you can hook up with Ray, whatever it is, just for straight up coaching, whether that be mindset coaching, physical coaching, or whether it be actual public speaking coaching, or a combination of all three. Ray, you've been an absolute star. I've enjoyed that little bite-sized podcast and opportunities to share some of the things that you're up to. Go out and show up and shine, my man. I'm sure we'll do this again soon.
Pleasure. Pleasure. Thanks, Andy. Great to see you again.